This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
The hadith al-Qudsi that talks, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, and I paraphrase and translate, that the deeds of the son of Adam are calculated one hasana equivalent to 10 hasanas, up to 700 multifold. But then he said, except for fasting, because it's done for me and I will reward for it. إِلَّا الصَّوْمُ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. What is the meaning of this hadith? A lot of people cannot understand it compared to other deeds that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards for these deeds.
That's a great question, because a lot of people hear this hadith and they really don't understand and they ask about what the hadith means. Al-Ulama rahimahullah, there is multiple interpretation for this hadith and explanation for what it means, and I do believe all these interpretations are correct and we can accept them all and all applicable to the hadith. Yes. Number one, it means that the good deeds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply to 10 times to 700 times. But when it comes to fasting, it is way more beyond 700. Okay. How much belongs to me, and I reward you for it. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Mu'adh and other companion used to say, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّائِمُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The sa'imun, the fasting people, the reward, no count. Nobody knows how much reward you will get. So that's one interpretation. And that's one of the most famous and common one. And the second one, it says that الصوم لي وأنا أجزي به. There is another narration also in the Sahih. كل ابن آدم كل عمل ابن آدم كفارة له إلا الصوم. سفيان بن عيينة رحمه الله, which is a great scholar, and others as well, they said this narration tells us that every good deeds, it can be used as a form of expiation for your sins. In another word, in the day of judgment, when people start dealing with the sins of each other, you know, you have insulted someone, you have taken someone money, you have hurt someone, you have injured someone, you have hit someone, you have backbite someone, and in the day of judgment, they will start taking from your good deeds. Your good deeds can be kafara, yani a form of purifying you from the sin that you committed against the other human. So they start taking from your good deeds. This narration shows that the only deed they cannot claim is fasting.
Oh, subhanAllah.
They can take from the reward of your salah, the reward of your i'tikaf, of your sadaqah, of your learning, teaching, whatever. But a soul belongs to Allah, and Allah will reward you. They cannot claim it. And that's what Sufyan said. And some other scholar, Al-Qurtubi, mentioned that as well. Yani many scholars of hadith, Ibn Hajar mentioned that this is that's one of the understanding of the early scholars of this hadith. So they said, this narration belonged to me, yani you cannot claim it, son of Adam. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the one who claim it in the day of judgment and reward you for it. But no one can take the reward of it from you. It's like what Allah said in the Quran, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. That الْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ, the remaining good. You'll find many of the scholar, of the early scholar from the companions and others said, the remaining good, يعني always remain in your record. Nobody can claim them. Which is, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. Nobody can claim that reward in the day of judgment from you. They take the reward of other good deeds, but not this. So that's one of the interpretations of what a psalm belonged to me and I reward you for it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our good deeds and reward us for this great act of worship, which is fasting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَلَيْكَ بِالصَّوْمِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا عِدْلَ لَهُ فِي رُوَيَا لَا مِثْلَ لَهُ. Fasting, there is nothing similar to it. There is nothing equal to it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh. That was beautiful.